Podcast. I'm your host, Fabrice Fawanji, aka the GOAT, aka Mr. Too Tall, Too Fresh, Too Clean, Too Me. Listen, it's episode 11. There have been 10 prior episodes. You know the drill by now. But welcome back to your Raw Authentic Smash Mouth Podcast. This time, doing things solo. On my wholesome lonesome, you know what I'm saying, by myself every day. But first and foremost, man, the last episode, I want to say thank you from the, like, utmost, just bottom of my heart, bro. That last episode was just so dope. It did numbers. It was going crazy. Shout out to Brandon, the person we interviewed, one of my basically my brother for life, you know what I'm saying? He was my homie from... We were roommates for a while, and we hoop, you know what I'm saying? My first true college friend, for real. My first of many. And, you know what I'm saying? It was just so dope. I want to thank all the fabricators, that's y'all's name, the fabricators, for all the support you have shown, really, and all of that stuff. But before I even continue, some of y'all like listening to podcasts. My podcast is primarily doing well on Spotify. It is also doing pretty good on Apple Podcasts or Apple Music, wherever you get it from. And I want to thank you guys so much for that. But if you're the type of person that likes to watch a podcast, hey, I have a YouTube channel. Check it up on there. I work twice as hard, so I'll put the audio on Spotify, whatever platform, and then I'll put the video form on YouTube, so you can watch it from there. But, yeah, and then... I just want to say thank you, man. This is crazy. This is crazy to me because coming from where I'm from, the things I'm achieving right now is just unimaginable. And I just bodied school, man. I bodied school. So I'm just like super, super, you know, just focused and trying to move forward in life and stuff like that. So, yes. So today's topics are get me the fuck out of quarantine. Please, bro, get me out. I'm so tired. Like, dog, I've been... Like, when I say I'm by my lonesome, I am literally alone. Like, it's almost kind of weird because, you know, we're in this lockdown position. And, you know, boys, first of all, as guys, we all going crazy. We're all like, yo, I need a female. Like, where is she at? You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, it's just like we're all by ourselves. We're all with our families or by our lonesomes. And we're all going crazy. Like, I'm trying to go out to the store like I normally do. I'm trying to go out and... have that to a restaurant and just dine in like I used to and just do all that, like, just fun stuff, man. I'm trying to live, but no, I'm stuck in behind closed doors. And so it's just like, you know, I have to focus more on my mental health. I don't know. It's just crazy. Like, mental health hasn't really become an issue till like now. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you trying to, I guess it's this stage in life, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you got to think about where your mind is at. Like, currently, I haven't been, like, in the greatest of mental health because I'm just by myself all the time. So, like, there's so much positivity outlooks I can have and just so much I can look for. And I'm just tired, man. I'm tired of, like, you know, oh, my God, you know, live life good. Oh, my God, read a book, go paint, draw. I'm tired of doing that shit, bro. I just want to go outside, man. I'm trying to hoop. I've been out here trying to just ball on dudes and just wet threes and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, bro, I'm bored out of my mind, man. Video games. I'm tired of playing video games, man. I never thought I'd say this, bro. I'm tired, bro. The online world is toxic, bro. Like, I get on nowadays and it's like, yo, guys, what's up? It's like, what's up, nigga? It's like, yo, what's the hostility for? I just came to say what's up. Get out the party, nigga. And it's just like, bro, I'm tired of this toxic ass world, bro. I've been watching too many movies, man, shows. I'm catching up to Money Heist. If you haven't seen Money Heist, please go watch it on Netflix. Dope. Probably like, I think it's top 10 on the Netflix shows right now. It is so cool. It is in Spanish. But if you want to, they do dub it over, which they do a pretty good job, honestly, and it's pretty interesting. Shout out to the person that put me on it. But yeah, I caught up with all my animes, bro. Like, there's nothing to watch, bro. I caught up with whatchamacallit? Black Clover, all caught up. Fire Force, all caught up. Demon Slayer, Dr. Stone, all caught up. I even started Erase, which is a dope show, underrated, all caught up. Everything is closed, goddamn. Everything is closed. I'm trying to go. I've actually, you know what's crazy? I've actually been working out. I lost a lot of weight, like a lot, and I might do like a little quick post on it or something like that, a little appreciation. I don't spoil myself much. I should probably start doing it, you know, just for my own mental health. And I should just, you know, but I lost like a lot of weight from when I started. I've been recording every week, and I've been recording all the weights and body fat percentages. And man, the day I post it, I'm just going to be so happy. And I hope you guys see the progression. I'm actually feeling skinnier. I'm moving a little bit quicker. I'm more confident in myself. I wasn't insecure about myself. Not really, nah, but I'm just more confident within myself. And it's good whenever you feel confident about yourself and then you just, you know, you're excited. You move around better. You just, I don't know. But yeah, I barely go outside, dog. If I'm outside, I'm usually getting groceries because of this lockdown thing, bro. And I'm right back inside. Like, I need vitamin D from the sun, bro. Is that the right one? I don't know, but you know what I'm saying? I need to go outside. I don't know. It's just things. Times have changed. Imagine telling me at the beginning of the year, like, yo, you're going to have to be inside all the time for like 3 more months. It's like, yo, what you mean? That's not even, but now it's actually true. Like, I'm inside all the time. I don't even know what to do. I'm freaking out. Like, you know, especially a person like me, I'm super optimistic. If you know me, you know I'm optimistic as hell. Like, I always try to dream big and see the bigger picture. But, bro, like, it's hard to see the bigger picture when you're in this box. It's very hard. So, for y'all, my fabricators, if you do have some, like, anything you're watching, listening to, any sort of, like, recommendations you can give out, please give out. I would like to, if you want to leave suggestions, I'll probably, let's see, try and leave, like, comments under my Instagram posts or anything like that. I have a Twitter. It's all somewhere up here. Leave comments anywhere on my socials, and I'll get to you. Just give me shows, man. I need new music. I know Gunna and Chris Brown just dropped that the new album called Slime B. That was a pretty dope album. I just heard that. Tessa Korean dropped Bait on a Bow. That was a hot track. I'm low-key listening to the Savage remix. That's a good track. I mean, you know. Beyonce did her thing. She slapped. Doja Cat Say So. I slept on it. I'm not even gonna lie. I heard it the other day and I was like, this song is catchy as hell. Doja Cat is doing her thing. Show your titties. No, I'm playing. And then what else is going on? Oh, the Migos are dropping new tracks too. An album's probably around the corner. So like other than that, bro, everything is just I need new stuff. I'm just listening to music all the time, so I need new recommendations. Follow me on Facebook. And you follow me on Facebook, go to your Spotify or Apple Music and follow me on there, and I'll pop up on your Spotify. Hey, you can see what I'm listening to on my playlist and all that kind of stuff. So we can link up. I know y'all by yourselves too. Y'all bored too, so why not make the most of it, you know? Let's link. Other than that, I don't have really too much stuff. I just want to get out of quarantine. I just want things to go back to normal, man. I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of this. I just want to go back to, you know, form one. Either way. But yeah, other than that, I'm just trying to get out of quarantine. I do have a potential short film coming up. I'm trying to shoot the short film. I'm thinking it's going to... Actually, I'm not going to tell y'all. I'm going to keep it in the wrap. I'm gonna keep it low key till I film it. I'm looking for somebody I can try to help me film it. It's gonna be super dope. Not too long. Like I said, it's a short film. But I think it's gonna be something dope. I think it's gonna be something really interesting, and I want y'all to tune in. I will promote it before it comes out. I will put a lot of work into it, the sounds and everything. So I got a potential short film coming up. Yeah, man. Y'all know me. I just do things I love. But I don't know what to choose, you know. So the three categories are gonna be scary, funny, and maybe like an action film. One of the three. I think I already picked one, but y'all just, it might be a combination of two or three or all three. Who knows? But I'm working on that. I'm writing a script for it right now. I can't speak on it. But yeah, other than that, that's affected my mental health a lot because I just bodied school. Like, I just did the thing, bro. You know what I'm saying? I took school by the neck and I killed it, honestly. 4.0 season, you know the vibes. So now I'm just like, okay, I don't like being, you know, having nothing to do. So I'm going to try and keep myself occupied by doing a short film. And so I'm trying to grab that by the neck. And just that is also affecting my mental health because it's like, okay, I still got stuff to do. And so, you know, I'm also in a situation where I'm like, I'm kind of heartbroken, but I'm also not. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, there's a lot bearing on it. So if, I just need a hug, man. Other than that, this year, I turned 21, bruh. I turned 21 July 31st. I know it's still like a couple months away, but it's just, I can't wait for some reason. It's probably going to be boring as hell. I usually spend on my birthdays by myself. Hopefully, I'm trying to change it this year. I was trying to go to Vegas because, you know, tickets are mad cheap right now. But I don't know how it's going to pan out because apparently we're going to be in quarantine for longer. Hopefully not, because if not, I'm going to turn up for my birthday. Even if we're in quarantine, I'm probably going to try and black out somewhere for my 21. It's going to be dope. It's crazy because not only am I excited for it, but then it's like another year that I get to look back. And y'all know every time for my birthday, for the last 2-3 years, I would do some kind of project for my birthday. Maybe it's like a short clip of my like consecutive events in my lifetime. Or maybe it's like a dope post with a creative idea for my, like, for my 19th? For my 19th birthday, I did a series of pictures. I'll put it all somewhere on the screen. But a series of pictures where I showed all the versions of myself. I was like a student, a nerd, a basketball player, professional, you know what I'm saying? All the versions of myself that I portray. And some people know me as certain versions of that. For my 20th birthday, I did a little video just basically highlighting how far I've came and what I'm trying to accomplish and all that kind of stuff. So this year, I don't know what I'm going to do. I haven't thought about it. So if you have any ideas what to do for your 21st birthday other than blackout, because that's already on the list, please let me know. I'm trying to not remember that day. But yeah, I turned 21 this year. I'm super excited. Super, super excited. Celebrated with the people I love, people I enjoy, you know what I'm saying? Going on my last year of college, I don't know what I want to do. I know what I want to do, but actually, I don't know what I want to do, but I know where I want life to take me, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm kind of excited, kind of scared at the same time, because the world spins. The question is, are you going to spin with it, or are you going to sit back and watch it spin? You know, people are out getting a piece of the cake. The question is, are you going to get a piece of the cake, or are you going to watch that kid get eaten? You know what I'm saying? Get your bread. Get your bread. So I don't know. As you can tell, like, I'm not like 100% normal right now. My mind is just all over the place because I'm inside. Usually I'm just more energetic, all over the place, bouncing off the walls. But I'm like, I'm inside. Like, you know, I'm trying to go out. So like, I'm not fully 100%. Maybe this might sound weird to y'all. It's whatever though. I still bring the heat to you guys. Yeah, but please let me know. Let me know whatever's going on. If y'all have anything going on with y'all's life, man, let me know too. You know, I love you guys. I do. Y'all show a lot of support. Show a lot of love. I'm trying to, once I graduate, I'm trying to get the hell out of here. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to go somewhere where life propels me. Who knows where that's be? You know what I'm saying? Who knows? And here are my end of my life goals, or end of the year goals. I'm trying to read a book by the end of the year. I don't know what yet. I'm trying to drop 2 songs by the end of the year. All right, songs. Gotta start actually practice and work on it. I'm also trying to, what's the other one? I'm trying to do an art project. If y'all know me, y'all know I paint and shit. You know, I paint and I draw all the time. So I'm trying to do at least an art project by the end of the year. Stuff like that. Just on the side, hobbies and kind of stuff.
And then I'm also trying to travel. I need to travel somewhere. I need to go abroad. I need to get the hell out of wherever I'm at right now. I need to get the hell out of here. You know what I'm saying? Get a fresh mind and stuff like that. So, but yeah, get me the fuck out of quarantine, bro. Somebody give me a reason to just not be inside all the time. Maybe we can go to a park. Fuck it. Just give me a reason not to be inside. Maybe we can go to, I don't know, some lake in the middle of some forest where, I don't know, some monster hides. I don't care, bro. Just give me out. I'm trying to go. Let's go camping. Bro, take a hike. I don't know. Just give me out, bro. I'm struggling. Get me out of here. Nah, but I'm good. Before y'all worry about that. But yes, thank you again, bro. Like, looking at the podcast numbers and the status, oh, dude, thank you so much. Keep tuning in. For, you know, I don't have any sponsors. I don't have any, you know what I'm saying? I did make money from the podcast, which I'm so grateful for. Just from people that want to support, I'm thankful for. But, you know, if anybody has any business inquiries, want to promote some of their stuff, look in the description. My email is right there. Should be an email. I will reply usually instantly. So, yeah, I just want to say thank you to you guys so much. Yeah, other than that, there's not much going on. Just this news, man. I'm trying to stay off of Twitter. You always got to stay off of Twitter because Twitter is toxic as hell. Y'all know that. Twitter is toxic as a motherfucker, bro. Twitter is just not the place to be in. I'm on Instagram. You know, see how people faking their lives and all that kind of stuff. And then Snapchat. I'm on Snapchat, but I ain't receiving nothing. I'm just seeing how people also trying to portray their lives. But, you know, I'm still cooking, still in my house doing my thing. I don't post that much no way. So, but yeah, man. I don't even know. Look at me, bro. I need a haircut. I've been grooming pretty decent, you know. I'm doing a little eye job, my hairline. It's cool. You know, but I need a haircut, bro. I need a fade, bro. Man, as soon as I see my barber dog, I'm going to pay him like $10 extra. I might pay $35 for a cut. Honestly, I don't care. Just fix me up, bro. Like, jeez, man. Look at the state. I sponged it, but look at the state of their hair, bro. It's out of order. I can't live like this, bro. I mean, not that it matters. I ain't gonna see any fine shorties anyway. I can't just... Okay, I might, but you know what I'm saying? I at least look fly. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to go to, like, the store and, like, hey, shorty, peep the fade. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. See it. You can tell already that quarantine got me a little different. It probably got y'all, too. And please let me know how y'all doing. I would love to... a struggle with you guys as well. So, but yeah, no, other than that, I'm doing good. I'm working. No matter what it is, I'm working. And y'all know that. But yeah, keep tuning in. This has been your boy Fabrice Falangi. Thank you for tuning in to the Fabricated Podcast. And remember, not everything you hear online is fabricated. I'm out.